listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. The rescue chopper has dealt with another crush injury in our rural areas in at least the fourth crushing incident this year. RACQ Cap Rescue flew a man in his 20s to Rockhampton Hospital yesterday after a machinery incident near Billawheela. The team has also dealt with cattle crush injuries and a collapsed grain silo, among other similar jobs. They've helped contribute to a record February for the service, averaging almost two jobs a day at a total cost of $1.2 million. When it comes to coercive control, Queensland and New South Wales are leading the way, with it soon to become a crime in both states. New legislation passed in Queensland Parliament yesterday with the standalone offence to carry a maximum penalty of 14 years behind bars. The laws are set to come into effect next year, and small steps for Hannah co-founder Lloyd Clark is hopeful the judicial system is ready for the reforms.
So we've got a bit under 12 months now for everyone to start looking at coercive control, learning more about it and doing whatever they can, to keep a respectful relationship.
If you need domestic violence support, you can reach out to 1-800-RESPECT. Interim Police Commissioner Steve Golcheski says he wants to see more officers on the road and less in the office. Speaking to News Corp, he adds combating youth crime and allowing streamlining of administrative work is his main focus. Katerina Carroll's permanent replacement is yet to be named. In sport, will he or won't he? That's the question around Rockies' Cam Munster heading into the Storm's first game of the season against Penrith. He's been listed on the starting side, but is tackling a groin injury and training light in the hope he can play tomorrow. There'll be plenty of CQ talent out there in the NRL's Round 1 this weekend, with Jake Granville, Ben Hunt, Christian Welch and Harry Grant all playing.